Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I was recently in a group coaching discussion in a course that I'm running with Dr. Alexis Shepherd, and we were talking about masculine and feminine polarity and the energy and attraction that goes between men and women, various different reasons as to what builds it, what cuts it off, you know, what expands it, and what feels good, what doesn't feel good. One of the things that came up, which was really interesting to me, was that when a woman is feeling her emotions deeply, so this could be, you know, upset, hurt, crying, you know, really feeling kind of overwhelmed or deeply in those emotions, if a man can stay with her and not shut down, not take it personally, not see what's going on with her and try and fix it, but just really stay there with her and love her through that process, through whatever she's going through, even though, you know, she's obviously upset. If he can stay there and be consistent in the energy of love and care that he's giving towards her, it can be really, really healing to her and also incredibly attractive. There was even one discussion where we were talking about the fact that she was surprised that being deeply in her emotions, being upset, you know, to the point of crying, that a man who was open-hearted and was able to stay with her, you know, and who understood emotions, didn't get shut down by them, but was able to feel them and empathize with what she was going through, so could keep that connection, that intimate connection going. He could even get turned on, you know, he could even get turned on by the fact that she was deeply in those emotions. And this was, you know, incredibly surprising to her, but also really, really attractive. So this is an interesting thing. Most men can't do this. And it's in part because we're not taught to be able to sit with emotions, to feel emotions, to understand what they mean and why we feel certain things. This is a large amount of what we do with guys is self-awareness, getting clear on, you know, why do you feel certain emotions? What's causing that? If somebody's criticizing you, if somebody is upset in some way, how come you end up getting upset too? What's causing that? Most of the time, actually, it comes from a good place. We want to fix, we want to be able to help, especially if it's somebody that we think is so important to us that we should be the person that should be able to help them come out of that. So this is what I wanted to talk to you about today, that being able to understand what's going on inside your body, being able to understand the emotions that you're feeling, gives you a whole load of tools, not just to be able to not feel upset when somebody else is upset, but also to be able to pull them through whatever it is they're going through and out into reconnection, out back into what you ultimately want, which is for somebody to be connected to you, to be attracted to you, and want to come closer to you, spend time with you, be intimate with you, you know, and hopefully, if you're lucky, get it on. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, guys. If you're interested in finding a little bit more about that course that I run with Alexis Shepherd, I'll put that into the description below this video. Other than that, the stuff we take guys through so that they get this, they understand this, you know, it's quite a deep process. And so come along to the website, goodguystogreatmen.com, and fill in the inquiry form or read some of the content that we put out there and get in touch, because we would love to help you get through this. It's an incredibly fun process and it's very enjoyable both for you and for her. Okay, take care guys, bye.